With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A Washington winery has become the first to announce that it will not be producing any 2020 vintages thanks to smoke taint from last year's wildfires. Bridget Griesel, owner of Woodinville's Betts Family Winery, says it was heartbreaking when the fires were happening and they understood very clearly what the potential risks were.
Unfortunately, the minute we initially do tasting the wines and seeing the fruit coming in, we realized that there was going to be a real chance that smoke taint was going to be a reality for us.
And after that, Griesel says, came their moment of truth.
And the minute we identified it through taste and then got it verified through the lab, it was an easy decision for us to say, well, we know we can't produce the wine from this.
It just wasn't something, Griesel says, they'd be able to live with.
That part of it was easy because we were never going to compromise, the product that we make, but it was heartbreaking just to watch the whole thing unfold.
And unfortunately, Griesel says, it wasn't just one of the varieties they produce, it was all of them.
So we were really hoping that there were going to be some lots that were not going to be affected, but unfortunately, that wasn't the case for us. And it does vary from vineyard to vineyard, and obviously this is a very personal choice for us.
Tune in tomorrow for more on what this last vintage means for Betts Family Winery. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.